They can also be jealous of the admiration that you get from other men, especially if your skills are not debatable. Men also...
You're not getting admiration from other men because of your skills. You're getting admiration because you have a vagina and tits and they want to fuck you. Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's going to make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
Feminism has indeed made women's lives, and by extension, men's and children's lives, immeasurably worse. Academic and elite feminists who reside in our universities, in the media, in politics, and in Hollywood, have told women all kinds of things that just aren't true. Things that make women, and by extension, men and children, very unhappy.
But here's the thing. Women aren't going to listen to some older woman with a short haircut. Now, if Baywatch type women, I'm aging myself a little bit, but I think my audience is old enough to get the reference. If Baywatch type women came out in large and start talking like this, they could maybe change the trend. But older women at some podium with a short haircut who's past their prime, women aren't going to listen to that type of woman. Because women see this type of woman as lower value than them. And they figure, well, why would I listen to somebody who's lower than me? Granted, this woman is probably more intelligent. Actually, I'm confident that she's more intelligent than the average modern woman. But women don't base value off which women are more intelligent. They base value off of which bitch look better. They rather listen to the latest popular TikToker. Or Cardi B or Kim K or something.
Don't need a man. And that children don't need a father. Or that men and women must make the same life choices in order to be deemed equal. Or that staying home to raise a family is less important, valuable, or satisfying than earning a living. These are all lies. Unfortunately, women listened. And men followed, as they do.
Well, at the end of the day, you got to understand that, but look, I'm not my girls or never have ever been a friend with my woman's friends. Or my male friend's wives.
Right.
My good friend of mine at the time, his wife left him. She left me too.
Yeah.
Like, if I see in the streets, I'm like, your credit card was only good because, like you said, you called the bank.
It
was only good because
the bank was called.
Yeah.
Female friends of your girl, they're the fucking worst and they're your number one hater. I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if they feel like you have something to prove to them, but it's really hard to have a good relationship with your girl's friends because they're fucking cunts. Me, I just won't deal with it. I'll just stay away from them. I don't have anything to prove to them. I don't give a fuck if they don't like me. Don't talk about me to them. And if they're always saying something bad about me, you should cut off the friendship. Because that's disrespectful to me that you're sitting around these people who talking bad about me, but you're supposed to be loyal to me. Yeah, your man's supposed to come before friends, family, really everybody. So the woman that you're with should take it as disrespect if her friends are disrespecting you.
Credit's no good here.
Do not ever for a second think that just because you're female presenting, that men, especially cis men, cannot and will not be extremely jealous of you. This goes in two ways. This goes for men who are gay and queer, and then also straight men. I'm a businesswoman. I run a PR firm in the music industry, so I'm surrounded by talent and other business people. And what I found is that men can be jealous of you because of how successful you are, because of how skilled you are, because of how easy some things come to you.
Well, yeah, you're a bitch. Everything in life is going to come easier. And that goes without saying. But I can assure you the men that she's talking about are men who are either on her level or below her level that still didn't want her. And she has to rationalize, why would a guy that's at my level or beneath me not want me? Because you suck? It's not because they're jealous of you. I can assure you that the men that you're referring to are not jealous. They just don't fucking like you. Or maybe you're just annoying. You ever think about that? Maybe you're just a pain in the ass.
To be jealous of you because of the attention that you get from men, and they think that you get an automatic leg up in the world that they will never get. They can also be jealous of the admiration that you get from other men, especially if your skills are not debatable.
You're not getting admiration from other men because of your skills. You're getting admiration because you have a vagina and tits and they want to fuck you. Or maybe they're just mad that they actually worked hard and deserved the promotion, but you got it because you were blowing the boss. Or maybe you weren't blowing the boss. Maybe the boss just has a crush on you. And the person who actually deserved that promotion think it's bullshit. I don't blame them.
Anyone else feel too jaded by going on one too many online dates? I've been doing this for years, and at this point I'd rather go on a bad date right away so I can laugh about it than go on another couple of mediocre dates and slow fade outs. Met someone who might be nice, they also come across as super intense and really into me right away, which to me feels like a red flag since we hardly know each other and gone on.
By the time a woman is going on multiple dates with men from online, she probably already ruined. And by that time, she feel like she holding out for just the right guy. No, you're not going to get that. You already fucked up if you got a date online. So then she's finding every little thing to nitpick to discard the guy. But yeah, it get old. It definitely get old. You should have found a man and settled down between 18 and 21. By the time a woman is 25 and still dating, it's not likely that it's going to end well for her, especially in modern times.
I watch for language that seems alarming, and basically all they talk about is how shitty everything in their life is going and how hanging out with me is the best part of their week. I don't want to be someone's caretaker. I want a fully functioning adult who, even if they have shit going on, they recognize a first or second date is not the time to complain about all that. We meet up to enjoy each other's company and see if we're compatible. Hearing someone's childhood drama on early dates shows me, even if I appreciate the honesty, that this person will spend a lifetime of complaining about the wrongs they faced. That's not attractive to me. I want...
But do you think everything you do and say on a date is attractive? See, people go on dates expecting a person to be perfect or close to it. Look, people are nervous on first and second dates. People got things going on in their lives. All people do. So if you're going on dates expecting somebody to be the ideal person for you, just stop dating. Everybody have flaws. Everybody going to do annoying shit on the first and second date. Look, you're not that much of a prize yourself, or you wouldn't have to keep going on all these dates. So you need to humble yourself.
Chill and relaxed and funny. Is that too much to ask? It's really hard seeing everyone my age married with kids, and I'm still stuck figuring out how to tell people I've just matched with that. No, I don't want your phone number yet. It will just be added to my graveyard of failed dates. Signing off, Salty Millennial.
Another future cat lady bitching. You probably ain't gonna find nobody. Because if you were higher caliber, you would attract higher caliber men. So you're not gonna find nothing better. And if you do find something better, they're just gonna pump and dump you. See, this is where most modern women gonna end up.